Your hands and honor this great God. Worship this great God. Adore this great God. Magnify our great God. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Father, we thank you because not one of us shall live here the same way they have come. We worship and honor and adore you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Wave your hands and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. Jesus' precious name. Please be seated. Hallelujah. We have very slight electrical issue. I'm sure that you'll be able to write, especially those on this side. Are you seeing a little? It's in the process of rectification. I'm sure it will be done very soon. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Anybody love the Lord, say amen. Anybody excited to be at the time you are in, say louder, amen. Anybody believe that tonight God will do something great for you, say louder, amen. Give him a louder shout of praise, people. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. It said, whatsoever thine hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. We are looking at the subject tonight, hindrances to the life of excellence. Hindrances to excellence, the life of excellence. As we begin to conclude in this month's subject series of excellence, being the last week of the month of excellence, we shall take a look at very important insights, both those we have gleaned already and those we are about to see in the service. We are looking at 10 of them, and then after that, we'll look at certain things that hinder our journey of excellence. Number one, the production of excellence. These are key thoughts on excellence. One, the production of excellence is a responsibility of Christianity. It's a responsibility of Christianity. Like we said before, it is a part of our Christian duty to produce quality and deliver excellence. It is a part of our Christian duty to produce quality and deliver excellence. Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16 said that we are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid from verse 14 actually. Then verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It is part of our Christian duty to produce quality and deliver excellence. Number two, the production of excellence is a presentation of worship for the Almighty, or worship of the Almighty. The production of excellence is a presentation of worship of the Almighty. He said that men may glorify your Father when they see you shining. They glorify your Father when they see you shining. They glorify your Father. You bring worship to God when you excel. You bring worship to God when you stand out. You bring worship to God when you are outstanding. That is important to note. You don't just worship with songs. You don't just worship with the dance. You worship by being the best. Number three, excellence is a department of righteousness. Excellence is a department of the holiness of God. It's a department of righteousness. If you truly believe in God and you are truly a Christian, excellence is part of the things you will manifest. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 26. He said, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. But the way of the wicked seduceth them. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. The difference between the righteous and his neighbor is not just that the righteous carries a Bible and goes to church. The difference between the righteous and his neighbor is that the righteous produces excellence that his neighbor cannot produce. So a difference between you and your unbeliever friend is that you operate at a higher quality. Am I communicating? What was the difference between Cain and Abel? Excellence. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4, the Bible said, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Abel's righteousness translated into excellence. It made him to excel more than Cain. So the difference between us, again, it's not how much tongue you can speak. That is good and it's a part of it. But how much quality you deliver is a part of your righteousness. How much quality can you deliver? How much quality do you deliver? Number four, excellence may be highly demanding, but it is extremely rewarding. It may be highly demanding, but it's extremely rewarding. When you want to do things right, when you do things correctly, it is very demanding, highly demanding, but extremely rewarding. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24, all the way to the end, he said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body, bring it into subjection. I put myself under pressure in order to get the treasure, to get the treasure, to get the treasure. It is highly rewarding, highly demanding, but extremely rewarding. Summary is, it pays more than it costs. It may cost you to excel, but it pays you more than it costs you. Highly demanding, extremely rewarding. Number five, the cost of mediocrity is higher than the price of excellence. The cost of mediocrity is higher than the price of quality. What it costs you because you embrace mediocrity is heavier than what you would have paid to excel in the first place. Am I communicating? When people do shabby things, at the end they pay more for it. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and in verse 10. He said, if the iron be blunt and he doesn't sharpen the edge, then he must put to it more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Look at this. You have a blunt axe. Just focus. You have a blunt axe that you are using to fell a tree versus you have a sharp axe. You took time to sharpen the axe. How long will it take you to bring down the tree with a blunt axe versus how long it will take you to bring down the tree with a sharp axe? That is the energy. That is what it costs you. Both energy, time, resources, it costs you to be a mediocre versus being excellent. The cost of mediocrity is higher than the price of quality. If you refuse to do it well, you pay more. If you do it well, you pay less. Very, very important. So, the cost of mediocrity is higher than the price of excellence. Number six. Whatever will not be accomplished excellently should not be attempted entirely. If it will not be accomplished excellently, shouldn't be attempted entirely. That was why he said, whatever your hand finds to do, Ecclesiastes 9:10, do it with your might. If you won't do it with your might, don't do it at all. If you will not do it with your might, don't do it at all. If you will not do it with your might, don't do it at all. If you won't do, if it is not to be accomplished excellently, it is to be left entirely. Everybody in creation, in production, everybody in creativity, everybody in that realm, please bear that in mind. If you won't do it well, don't do it at all. If you won't do it well, don't do it at all. If you won't do it well, don't do it at all. Leave it until you are ready to do it well. Leave it until you are ready to do it well. Leave it until you are ready to give it the best. That was number six. Number seven, the best of life answers to the best of man. And the worst of life answers to the worst in men. The best of life answers to the best of man. And the worst of life answers to the worst in men. Okay, Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. We shall reap in due season if we faint not. Verse 10. Right, back up to 9. Let us not be very well, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. When you release the best into life, you get the best out of life. When you allow your worst to manifest, you experience the worst out of life. For example, many people are in prison now on awaiting trial. Some have been sentenced to death because their worst came out. Right? And that worst was used to kill a man. And then they are experiencing the worst of life. Nothing can be worse than being incarcerated in a prison where your rights are suspended. The prisoner has zero right. Almost zero. There are some rights in some developed places, but here, it's almost zero. What a man sows, he shall reap. Galatians 6, 7. Number 8. Life is a fertile soil. What we sow into life determines what we reap in time. What we sow into life determines what we reap in time. He continues. Those who sow mediocrity reap obscurity. And those who sow excellence reap eminence. Life is a fertile soil. What we sow into life determines what we will reap in time. Those who sow mediocrity, they reap obscurity. But those who sow excellence will reap eminence. We saw that in Daniel chapter 6, verse 1, all the way to verse 4. Daniel gave his best, his very, very best to what he did. He gave his very best. And it could not be obscure. You cannot do things anyhow and become anybody in life. You can't. You can't. It doesn't matter your position today. You disappear into obscurity if you maintain mediocrity. Hallelujah. Number 9. We said that last week, Wednesday. Excellence is an adventure, not a destination. Whatever is visible, audible, tangible is improvable. Excellence is an adventure, not a destination. Whatever is visible, audible, tangible is improvable. It's not a place you arrive and say, I have arrived. It is a journey that continues. Anything that you can see, anything that you can hear, anything that you can touch can be improved. This sound can be improved. The lighting can be improved. Anything you can touch, you can hear, you can see, you can improve. What is the meaning of that? Today's excellence is tomorrow's mediocrity. The things we celebrate today, we can tolerate only tomorrow. That was why the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18 that the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That the just man is to have a path that is shining more and more unto the perfect day. Somebody whose life is shining more and more, shout a loud amen. Amen. Somebody whose life is on a continuous improvement, shout the loudest amen. Amen. Your life is continually improving, shout the loudmost amen. Amen. Number 10. Excellence happens by decision, and mediocrity happens by permission. Excellence happens by decision, and mediocrity happens by permission. Do you know the meaning of that? You cannot excel without your decision. And you cannot be a mediocre without your permission. If somebody is excelling, it is because he has decided. If somebody is average, it's because he has permitted it. You cannot excel without your decision, and you cannot be a mediocre without your permission. Things are anyhow around you. It's because you have allowed it. Someone say loud amen. Someone say loud amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, Deuteronomy chapter 30 and in verse 19, he said, I've placed before you choices. So you have a choice. Whether it's life or death or blessing or cursing or excellence or mediocrity, you have a choice. Somebody shall make the right choice today. Somebody shall make the right choice today. And if you are that one, you say the loudest amen. Having said all of that, what are the hindrances to the life of excellence? What are the hindrances? What is it that somebody is not the best possible him he should be? Why is it that somebody is not at the realm where he should be in life? Number one is the attitude of conformity and compliance with the generality. The attitude of conformity and compliance with the generality. When a person decides to conform and comply with what is generally acceptable, she will never excel. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17 said, therefore come out from among them and be separate, be different. It's not possible to conform and comply with the generality and with society and stand out. It's not possible. Those who stand out, step out. You step out first to stand out. If you belong to the crowd, you are lost in the crowd. So you must make up your mind to step out if you are going to stand out. You step out first and then you stand out. Somebody say loud amen. When a person is unable to take a stand to be different, they can never excel. So the hindrance is number one, the attitude of conformity and compliance with the generality. Number two, the lack of a decision of quality unto excellence. The lack of a decision of quality unto excellence. When a person refuses to, that is the failure to make a quality decision unto excellence. When the person has refused to make that quality decision. Something like, whatever it takes, I shall be the best me that I was created to be. Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, I shall be the best me. Whatever it takes, I shall give life everything it takes to be everything I am. The lack of a decision of quality unto excellence. Romans chapter 12 verse 1. He said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We already looked at Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, where he said we should make a choice. When a person is unable to make a decision of quality, mediocrity is confirmed. So we have the attitude of conformity and compliance with the generality. You are just generally conforming. Then the lack of a decision of quality unto excellence. Number three, the tolerance of and patience with mediocrity and average performance. The tolerance of and patience with mediocrity and average performance. When a person is patient with what is not correct, when a person is comfortable with what is not accurate, when a person says this is manageable. I heard of a pilot who has been flying for 30 years. And he was about to fly an aircraft. And the aircraft has a little snag or something on the checklist, or something little. And he said, all right, I will just fly this to the next location. 1 hour flight. And when I reach there, it will be fixed. Because probably he has did that before. And he landed. Now, he took that flight. That was his last flight. That was his last flight. He didn't land. He developed a default in the air. And there is no mechanic in the air. That's part of the things they are taught in the pilot school. Just know that there is no maintenance workshop in the air. That is, you refuse to tolerate, and you are not patient with mediocrity or average operation. You won't manage it. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 10 and 11. He said, proving what is acceptable. Is this thing acceptable? Is this correct? Is this accurate unto the Lord? Verse 11 said, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. What is not light? Let your light shine, but rather reject them. Something interesting happened today. Somebody gave us the gift of a live eagle. Eagle that is alive. And the eagle just charges like, but it's inside the cage. Because if it is out, anything can be food. You know, eagles fly in the air and pick baby goat from the ground with their leg. Even adult goat. They pick human beings too, some places. And the eagle has to kill his food to eat it. He doesn't pick dead carcass. So yesterday, they gave the eagle raw chicken. Fresh, just killed fresh. He devoured it at the speed of light. They brought the same chicken, the remaining of it from the fridge today. He refused to touch it. He refused to touch it. By the time hunger wired it, it ate it and vomited it. His system cannot accommodate it. I am not telling you of what happened last year. Today, he ate it and vomited. You were with me when I went near. You can say, sorry, I heard of what happened to you. There is another place for fresh food. Sorry. That is why it is the ego. If he can eat corruption, it has become vulture. Ay, 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 ay. Hey! Hey! Look at somebody by yourself. Say, what can you tolerate? What are you patient with? It determines who you are, what you are, and what you can become. Tell somebody and say, what can you tolerate? What are you patient with? It determines your destiny. It determines what you can become. The person who fed it couldn't recover from it. He was the same person, the same food that they gave it yesterday. Not that it is smelly, it was in the fridge. Oga will not touch it. You must be telling the man, you don't know who I am. It's because I'm in this cage, otherwise I would have started with you yourself. They say those who will give it food should not push the hand close. It can take off your finger. with a beak. Hello? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? What can you tolerate? What are you patient with? There are many of us personally, you excel, but everybody around you is a mediocre and you allowed it. It's an error. They said one rich man in a family with seven poor people in the same family makes eight poor people. Himself is a poor man. I mean, it is poverty for him to allow the others to remain poor. And then for as long as he doesn't teach them what to do to grow, he will join them very soon in poverty. That is how it is. You are excelling and you are surrounded by mediocrity. It is plus one minus one. Mediocrity plus quality equals neutrality. Everything neutralized. Take your seat. I am saying this for the sake of those who may be in one position of influence or position of authority or the other. You are maybe an executive or somebody heads of something, and you have tried your best to make sure that people around you understand the vision for excellence and come up to your level, and they are unable to understand the vision. It is possible they don't belong there. You can assist them with something else. It doesn't matter how much suit you buy for a wheelbarrow pusher who hasn't gone to school. Buy him designer suit from Paris. And say, now that you are wearing suit, you are a bank manager. You have closed down the bank. He will eat the money first and borrow all his relations. No collateral. So you need money. I'm the bank manager. Am I communicating? So there is nothing you can... That one doesn't near the bank. You can assist him buy many wheelbarrows so he can rent them out. Am I communicating? This point is very, very important. If you are going to excel in life, you must have zero patience, tolerance, and patience with average performance. Let the people around you know that this is not allowed. And two cannot work together except they be agreed. What has run down many things in Africa is because somebody is trying his best, but he's surrounded with, and the kind of way they employ people in our country is who know who. So they bring average people, substandard people, mediocre people, and surround, and they are surrounding a man who is a peak performer, and they want him to perform magic, and he can't send them, he can't post them. Tolerance. The tolerance of and patience with mediocrity and average performance is a challenge, a hindrance of excellence. Number four, the inability to count the cost and pay the price for excellence. The inability to count the cost and pay the price. Where somebody said, what will it cost me to bring what I am doing to this level? The Bible said in Luke chapter 14 verse 28, he said, no man builds a tower except he sits down first and counts the cost. He sits down first, counts the cost. Whether you'll be able to finish it or polish it or excel in it. You know, finishing is excellence. I heard from our father in the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo, he said, everything of value carries a cost. Anything that is valuable is costly. Everything of value, it carries a cost. And until the price is paid, P-R-I-C-E, the price is not seen. Until the price is paid, the price is not seen. Many people are ready to do anything it takes to become who God wants them to become. They are ready to do anything it takes, anything it takes, anything it takes to deploy, to deploy. I traveled to Chicago last week. I was doing a book, our devotional, editing and reading and writing while on the journey. By the time I was in flying out from Lagos, a major portion of it was ready. Let's say 2/3 was ready, but 1/3 wasn't ready. And then I sent the 2/3 that was ready down, and then went further, working on the 1/3 while flying and while there. By the time I was through there, I scanned the one I had worked on home, back home. What I sent from there arrived before the one I dropped in Lagos. Hello? It arrived before the one I said, the one that was to be sent from Abuja to Lagos. Just send it now. That one that I went after I've landed and scanned and returned here, arrived first. I could relax and say I'm on a journey, so I don't have to overstress myself and overlabor my life. But work continue. So when I came back, somebody said, you must be very tired. You must have jet lag. I said, there's no jet lag. There is no difference between what I'm doing and how I went there. The night there is my day here. And the day here is my night. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. I came, I'm normal. There is no sleep change. Am I communicating at all? So there must be that decision to pay the... There are so many people who want good things, but they can't pay the price. Somebody see God's servant Bishop Oyedepo says, he's lucky. Let him give you 2 weeks to walk and find out the luck. This pastor is very lucky. God favor him so well. Come and enjoy the luck for two weeks. And experience the shadow. I was on a very fantastic road to Kafanchan yesterday and today. Powerful, beautiful road. I'm sure you have passed that road before. And here am I. Service continues. Tomorrow we'll have pastors meeting from morning till night. Probably till the next day. Maybe. Depending on how it flows. Friday is worship and wonders night. Then you come in for Sunday service and 3 services. Next week we are in Lafayette for crusade. Week following is Lagos Mega Crusade. Then in between is a week of other things. Then the week following that is the 25th anniversary convention. All this is going on with other works. Hello? Oh, boss? Like we used to say in those days, oh, boy, walk, dude. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it doesn't carry a cost, it is not worth anything. But if it has value, it carries a cost. That is a major challenge of people. Inability to put their... Papa Yedepo said, discipline is doing what is required to get at what is desired. So I desire this and this is what is required. So I will do what is required in order to get at what is desired. You put your life under pressure in order to get the treasures of life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Finally, what is the hindrance number 5 to excellence is the failure of continuous improvement. The failure of continuous improvement. The agreement to arrive. You agree to arrive. You agree to arrive. Agreement to be satisfied too early. Agreeing to be satisfied too early. I heard a wise man said some time ago that when we arrive too soon, we arrive too small. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the path of the just is shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Excellence is never a possibility where continuous improvement is not embraced. Somebody say a loud amen. If continuous improvement is not embraced. In those days, there was no anesthesia. Before chloroform, Simpson, the Christian man Simpson, discovered chloroform. Matured people, able-bodied bodybuilders will hold a person down while surgery is going on. You will be screaming. It improved from there to anesthesia. Now, there is general anesthesia, there is epidural anesthesia, there is spinal anesthesia. There's local anesthesia. Now you are awake, surgery is going on, but no pain, and you can be gisting with the doctor. Now it has advanced from that, from there. In America, we saw one of our schoolmates, who is a professor. He came to the program, spent 2 days, flew from New York to come. He is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and then specialized in robotic surgery. Now he will be pressing a computer and a robot is operating a person in another town. It's like this kind of remote flying that they do with the aircraft today, like flying a drone. He's pressing something. Took out an appendix. Took out a baby. Took out all manner. The robot did it, closed everything up, and is monitoring. And they said that some of the robots are about 99.9% of human intelligence. Artificial intelligence, AI. Things improved and kept on improving to the point we are now. Can you imagine? Has anybody been operated here before? It is well, you will never be operated another time. Can you imagine 4 men holding you down? It will never be your portion. That was why we said what was celebrated yesterday can only be tolerated today. Yesterday's excellence is today's mediocrity. It's unbelievable. It's unimaginable. Unimaginable. There was a time where you have to wind vehicle with hand. Lorry. You remember those Agbegi Lodo of those days? Eh? Kike, chika, kecha, 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 before it wind. Those vehicles used to drink water more than donkeys. Can you do that now? The man is driving the vehicle. Vehicle is driving the man. From there to where we are now, the people are doing driving automatic now, calling themselves drivers. You better learn manual. If you don't know how to change gear 1, gear 2, gear 3, gear 4, gear 5, reverse, you are not a driver yet. One woman said she took taxi to church because the husband took the automatic out and she can only drive automatic. I said, you are not a driver. You are not a driver. You are just moving car. Anybody can jump there and just drive. If you can hold steering, you can move it. Amen. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. But today is a new day for you. Today is a new day for you. Today is a new day for you. It's a new season for you. New help and new grace for you. You will not be less than what God wants you to be in life. You will fulfill your days. The agenda of God for your life shall be fulfilled. Will you lift up your hands and appreciate God for what you heard tonight? Appreciate Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, we worship you. We honor you. We adore you. We magnify you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead, lift your voice. Go ahead, lift your voice. Lift your hands. We appreciate you, Master. We appreciate you, Master. We honor you, Adonai. We adore you, Elohim. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. There was something I said. You excel by your decision. You live as an average person, as a mediocre, by your permission. You know? If this thing is on the edge here, can you see how it fell down? In life, things drop. They can drop on their own. But if they must go up, somebody must carry it. Until a force is applied, nothing changes position. So it doesn't take anything for things to dilapidate. It doesn't take anything for things to degenerate. It doesn't take anything for things to run down. But if things must run up, somebody must be responsible. A force must be applied. You must make a decision of quality that your life will not run down. I am convinced on your behalf that there is more to your life than what you are currently expressing. There is more to your life than what you are currently experiencing. And you must make that decision of quality. Oh Lord, all that can come out of me on my current assignment, I am available. I refuse to relax or rest. I refuse to relax or rest until everything out of me is released. And every task I find myself doing per time, I have decided to give it the very best. Lift your voice and begin to speak. Make a decision of quality. A decision of quality. A decision of quality. I am giving life the very best. 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 I am giving life the very, very best of my time, my energy, my resources. I am giving life my very best. Lift your voice. Speak to God. By faith on heaven, heaven's table, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven, heaven's table, a higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Faith on heaven, heaven's table, a higher place that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lift up your hands and say, Father, it is my decision. It is my decision to give out the best of my life, to sow the best into life, so I can see the harvest of the best, so I can worship you, I can bring glory to your name, I can be everything you want me to be. I am ready, Lord, to give out my very best. I receive that grace to be the very, very best. All right, go ahead and open and speak to God. I receive that grace.
And I have found, Lord, plant my faith on high ground. Lord, lead me up. Let me stand. I fail on high. In a stable land. Oh, I am through. And I have found. Let black my feet on high. Lord, lead me on. And let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. A higher bed than I have found. Lord, plant my faith on heaven.
Not in time past with quality like iniquity. Rottenness is what made the vulture to be in his realm. You want to say this night, Pastor, I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want God to clean me up and clean me out. I want today to be a new day for me. Quickly pick your Bibles and bags and step forward here. And I'm going to pray for you. I want to make my ways right with Jesus. I want to be genuinely saved and born again. While we are doing that, let's take our positions of communion at the same time. I want to be genuinely saved. I want to be born again. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want today to mark a new day and a new season. While that is going on, the rest of us can take our seats. Those coming forward, come forward and make your ways.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take. Every moment of the way, have your way, Lord.
Have your way.
Everybody say,
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I give you my soul.
I live for you. I live for you. I know every brain that I take.
Every moment of my way.
Every moment of my
way. All my way.
One more time. Lord, I give you my heart.
Oh,
every brain that I take,
every moment I'm awake,
every moment I'm awake.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way in me.
Hallelujah. Those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to serve you, to live for you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' name. I think you can sit them right with yourself so they can be a part of the communion. Jesus must be honored in my life.
Jesus must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Jesus must be honored, must be honored, every day.
Savior must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored. in my life every day. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored. He must be honored, Jesus must be honored. He must be honored, he must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day.
This communion is your communion of excellence. Jesus Christ was and is the most qualitative person that ever lived. Perfect beauty, perfect handsomeness, excellence, quality. Cause the people to sit down in companies of 50s. Water pot set after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. Gather the fragments, let nothing be wasted. Quality, excellence, attention to details. That was what, and that is what he is. In my Father's house there are many mansions. When you step into heaven, what you will never miss is excellence. Beauty and light. That is why I'm passionate about light. I tell our electricians and technicians, I said, if the light spot will not work, remove the bulb. It shouldn't be there without it working. I've told you people that many times. If the street light is not working, remove the bulb, remove the sight. Don't let it be there and it's not functioning. When you step into heaven, you will be overwhelmed, bamboozled. With beauty, with dignity, with quality. Today, let's take his body and drink practical excellence. And taking quality, the kind of quality that will make us represent him well in our generation. There are people, you know, many of us carry tendencies and traits of our family members. You smile like your father, laugh like him, and do a lot like your mother, like your father. You know, as it is physically, so it is in many realms. If your father is very bitter and unforgiving, if you are not careful, it flows in you. Your mother is very proud and arrogant. You are not careful. Huh? Or very quarrelsome. That is quarrel, looking for where to happen. You know, there are people like that. Right? In the same manner, if you are tied to some mediocre genes, mediocrity genes, it can flow, it flows through you. Papa Yedeko said his father, every time he sat and he had a broom permanently in his hand, his own father, every time he sees a piece of paper, he harvests it on the spot. It can't be left there. Physical broom. My father wore white permanently, immaculate. You can't find a stain. Plus shoe. If you come around him and your body fragrance is not correct, he will be doing it to your hearing. That is, something is smelling here. And the smell arrived since you arrived. I'm telling you. There are many more things I can't go into. The whole table from here, there, different perfumes, different. Whole table. Aromatic powders, all my. He can't tolerate. Nothing must be obnoxious around him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By this communion, anything that is a negative trait from your lineage that tempers with your delivery of quality, today it dies to its roots. By the power of the blood of Jesus, it dies to its roots. 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 Lift your voice and say, Father, I take these, the body and the blood of Jesus, into my system, and the excellence and the quality of Jesus, I take it into my system right now, in the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of Jesus. Say after me, everything that is not like God, that is not like the excellence of God, everything that is not like the quality of God in my body, you are flushed out now. Open your mouth and pray with that communion in your hands. I receive an impartation of excellence. I reject mediocrity. I reject every inherited mediocrity. Now, in the name of Jesus. Right now, I speak upon that communion. It transfers the very life of Jesus. It transfers the very quality in Jesus. Everything that is contrary to his life is flushed out of your body. And right now, every affliction, every disease in your body is flushed out right now. In the name of Jesus, right now I decree, every disease in your body is flushed out now. Every pain is flushed out now. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse, every serpentine spirit, every spirit husband, every spirit wife, every spiritual children in your system, they are flushed out now. I decree your disconnection from everything that is not of God. In the name of Jesus. Father, let today be a defining moment for someone's life here today. A defining moment for someone's destiny. A defining moment. 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 So shall it be. In the name of Jesus.